Hello and welcome to the Laid Back Japanese Podcast. In this episode, your host Chie talks with two guests, Caleb and me, Tai. We're about to go on a coffee journey. What's the best coffee in Japan? What do you do if you're a tourist in Japan? And perhaps most importantly, what's bergamotto? And why was I so wrong about what I thought it was? If you'd like to give yourself a challenge, go check out the Not So Laid Back Japanese Podcast, where we talk about the same topic as this one, just in Japanese. Link in the description.
We just saw Nico in Korea, actually, with three children, and Dae was there, and it was great. We went to the Suizokan. Maybe there's a picture that we upload. But yeah, so that's kind of why he's not here today, and we have guests Tai and Caleb.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yo.
Did you guys have coffee this morning?
I did not, although that's very sad considering that this is the pot coffee episode. I should have. What am I doing? Why do we not have our coffee?
Yeah, what's going on?
Same. Yeah, I didn't have coffee either.
Wait a second.
Shoot, yeah. What are we doing?
We're imposters.
We're imposters. No. I went to the normal like mame shop that I go to, like the coffee bean shop. And he was like, oh, sorry, we just turned the machine off. So, like, come back another day.
Me too.
No.
Wait, Kino. When? Yeah.
I went yesterday.
Which one?
Yeah, Kino no Yoru. The one with, like, the buckets and beans and stuff.
Ah.
Ah, honto?
And they roast it.
Ah, ano, daimyo no hito.
Yeah. Daimyo ni aru yatsu. And
oh, no.
I went yesterday and they were like, ah, dengen otoshita. Or dengen otoshimashita. No, they... Ah, daijoubu desu.
Cries.
Well, yeah. That place is tekito open, so.
True. Eigyo jikan, tekito. Nenjiu hobo mukyu.
Yeah, I've never seen that before this one either.
I know.
I love
it's
it.
So great.
Also, tekito is in English for some reason. Like, romaji.
Yeah.
Nande romaji.
Nande. Yeah. So, like, tekito is like, just who cares, whenever.
Which is funny, the word tekito can mean either specific or super not specific.
Yeah, it's
depending
both.
On context.
It has different meanings.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Nenju Mukyu is like open all year. And then they add the hobo, which is like almost open all year. It's perfect. I love it.
This is the good kind of coffee shop, though, if you're going to be shopping for coffee in Japan. This is what you want to find.
Yes.
It's very true. They also serve coffee. This one does, at least.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He did say he'll give me sabisu next time I come.
Oh,
hey.
Because he couldn't help me out yesterday. So.
He's nice. He's
nice. I believe that.
He likes to chat with us every time we go in.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Which, that's how you know you found a good baisen, is what they're called, right?
Like baisen ya,
maybe? Baisen ya. Top. Mm. The other one that we go to, I don't have a picture of that one, but that one has the like the name of what it is, I think, on it.
Yeah, here we go. Baisen ya. Roasting shop.
Roaster. Okay, but this person is like, let me pour it in these beakers and test all the flavors out. And then all of the flavors are so accurate and pinpointed, it's kind of crazy.
This guy is legit.
The notes that comes with
super
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have one, don't you, Tai?
I have a card that, I can show. So you can see it says Baisen ya on the back here. It has the flavor, the humi. So this one is bergamotto and ravenda.
Bergamotto wa? What is bergamotto?
Bergamotto is a root, I think.
Oh.
Ya, wakaru? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know bergamotto is also like one of those babu, like those bath bombs.
Oh, hey. Bergamot.
That's all I know. it's got like a, it's like a root or herb, kind of.
Interesting.
Bergamotto.
Wait, I'm only getting citrus fruit.
Oh.
Sounds about right. Maybe it's citrus fruit. I don't know. I've actually never looked it up.
I just assumed it was a root. Let's go.
Yeah, it's mecha boko boko citrus fruit. Sounds like a root name.
It sounds right. Bergamotto orange. Bergamot orange. I mean,
bergamot.
Hey, I guess it's an orange.
I guess get rolled.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, shoot.
Hey, oishii no kana?
All right.
I wonder if it's actually good to eat. Or it's just so romantic. Supasol.
Yeah, supasol. Looks kind of...
Supasol.
Supasol, ne.
Mecha supasol.
Spy no ga oishii ne.
It's like, it looks like a sour orange, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the fumi, which is like the flavor they have it as. Mm. And then there's the baisendo, which is the roast level. So this was 4 out of 10 medium.
Wait, it's out of 10? It's not out of nana.
It's out of, this one's out of 10. Oh, the other shoot. Shop's out of 7, or nana, right? So I guess yeah. It varies depending on the shop.
Yeah, it's like 4 out of 7.
Yeah.
Well, I no, I think they're different scales because the other, well, they use the same scale. Like when you go to the coffee shops and to get your beans, there's going to be like the different roast levels and they have different, they have names. There's like, it goes from light to, I think, full city or Italian, I think is on the far right side.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's 8 levels. Both of them use the same scale when it comes to that. But this shop doesn't do what that Baisenya does in Kego, which that one has the card that has the stars. And that's that guy who has his little beaker. And he like personally rates them on his own scale of 10. It's actually not the same thing as this roast scale that goes from 1 to 8. They actually also use that same 1 to 8 scale. And that label is maybe not on that card. It's like somewhere. I've seen it though at that place where they still say like if it's a city roast or if it's like a full city or Italian or cinnamon, whatever.
Okay.
So it's kind of confusing, I guess, that there's 2 scales.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I personally like light roast to medium roasts, generally, unless I'm eating something on my, and then I like a dark roast, like a full city or to Italian, even.
Makes sense. I got to do that. I've been making pancakes recently.
Oh, shoot.
Hey.
And having coffee with it. Like, it's not bitter enough.
Yeah, you need that dark roast.
I do. For
that. If you drink a light or even a medium with sweet things like pancakes or whatever, it's like, it's not bad, but it's just a little too much, I think.
Yeah, it kind of like takes over the coffee taste.
Yeah.
I want to keep the coffee flavor somehow.
I like drinking the lighter roasts or like medium to light when I'm just kind of like want to drink coffee. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to pair my coffee with something, then it's gonna be from medium to dark like almost every time. Yeah,
なるほど.
Yeah, but dark coffee by itself, unless you're just in the mood, it can feel like too much, I feel. Yeah,
Caleb the coffee expert over here.
I mean, that's yeah, that's why you brought me on, right?
Yeah, that's why you're here.
What was the first exposure you got to coffee growing up?
First exposure to coffee, that's a wild question.
You know, I watched this video about like coffee in Japan the other day, and they were like, there was no market for coffee. Mm-hmm. And so they created the market by putting it in snacks and like okashi. So like Kit Kat had like the cafe au lait or whatever flavored Kit Kats. Yeah. And that's how they got people into the coffee flavor. Then they started getting into coffee after that.
Hey.
So I think it's, for me, I never really drank too much coffee, but I think I might have eaten snacks.
I want to say like you didn't drink coffee until you met us, I feel like.
Yeah, because when we worked at the office in Hakata, I drank it maybe like twice and it was kankohi.
Right.
Yeah, this bosukohi. It was this rainbow one with milk and sugar or something in it too, probably.
I would always drink the buraku though.
Yeah, that's a distraction. We got to get the canned coffee next, right? But that's a whole topic, but right?
That was kind of my first exposure, though. Like
I had
like when I was a kid, like maybe I took a sip from like my parents' coffee a few times, and I was like, eh,
this is gross.
So
yeah.
So I never got into it. I was always into tea more until recently.
Mm. Gotcha.
I've always liked tea, tea too, but coffee, and I think. Also in Japan, too, if you do go over to someone's house and then you eat a meal or something and then they have dessert, they'll be like, kohi ka ocha iru? Mitaina. Do you want coffee or tea? And then my mom, if she's there, she would say, like, I might want some decaf if you have some. And then so I think that was kind of my introduction to kohi. But I don't think they had super fresh beans or anything ever. They as in, like, anywhere that I went. So... Yeah. I think it's that introduction to great beans and coffee flavors was only recently.
I think my first coffee, excuse me, coffee memory was, it's like I'm probably like 3 years old, and it's in the like the church that we went to when I was a kid, because there's always the church coffee, and it was in these like white styrofoam cups with these massive like always boiling like probably like Folger, like probably like a Folgers coffee, which is like instant coffee. And yeah, it was just like gritty and bitter.
And then you put the hazelnut cream in there.
So.
All right, hazelnut cream sounds good though.
Yeah, I'm a sugar.
It's fine if you
too sweet
haven't experienced
like
yummy coffee.
If you haven't had chanto oishi kohi, then maybe it's good. But like if you're drinking like Folgers from a vat, you gotta put that in there. Which like I just remember it being really hot, and I went to grab some when I was like really young, and I spilled it on me on myself.
No.
Did you get a burn? Those are hot. Yourself? Yeah.
I don't remember it being bad of a burn, but I just remember that like the coffee was hot, the vat was hot. The liquid was hot.
Bad experience.
Hey, what? I don't know. I don't remember being like overall negative. I just remember being like, oops. I don't think it must not have been a bad burn. It must have been like either
just a little,
like it like splashed on some of my things, but not like on my skin, or the coffee had been sitting out for a while. I just remember it spilling on me, but I don't remember like it being like scalding hot. So it must not have been that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably like my earliest memory with coffee. Then after that, my parents always just drank a lot of coffee. It just so it was always around. So I used to like steal the creamers and pour it in there when I was like seven or something.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Wow. And I was probably drinking mostly creamer.
Okay.
Until I realized that that didn't taste good. Yeah. I think that's kind of it. I would drink coffee off and on. I used to make lattes in high school, actually. At one point, I wanted to be a barista, like for like a part-time baito, like a Starbucks. Starbucks. I wanted to work at Starbucks. I actually applied even, but I for some reason didn't take the job because I think I got a different one. Anyway, that's my kohi experiences. I used to make espresso a lot because my parents had an espresso machine. But then like me getting like into coffee as like a kind of like a hobby and learning about drip kohi and such was just before we moved to Japan. When I lived in Washington,
when one of your friends came and we went to the Seattle market, and there was a kohi. I can't talk now.
Kohi
section.
Kohi.
And we tasted good coffee. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then that person was nice, and then we took that friend and we drove to the actual shop and bought some. Right. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. We went to the because they were a roaster. It was a kohi roaster.
By saying
It was also like a cafe, which is really common in the U.S. Like in the U.S., I've never seen a baisenya that's just a baisenya, and the only thing they sell is mame. I've never seen it. It probably exists, but I've never seen it. But I have seen the ones where it's like a cafe combo with a baisenya. There was one near the apartment that we lived at just before we moved back to Japan as well. Though, I don't know if I ever tried their coffee. Maybe once.
I had their drip coffee. It was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had like two kinds of mame, and they were like, do you want me to describe the coffee bean flavor? Because knew what I was talking about by then, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So they sensed it. They wanted to talk about coffee, but I think no.
Yeah, this. I know this.
Mani atte mas.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh my god.
But I think like since moving back to Japan is when I've been getting like way more into coffee again.
Even just on our street, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4 and then Tenji and that area, 5, 6 just bean places that you can get super fresh beans from that just one roasted in front of you sometimes or two it's like the day before. I don't know, like a couple days, maybe a week,
right?
Like this place that we looked at before, this does like, they're always roasting beans, but usually it's like the day before
typically. Yeah.
When it's roasted.
They sell that like the day before beans.
Yeah. Mm. Versus what this place, they roast it in front of you.
Yep.
And then that's when you have good conversations with everyone.
Yeah.
So
what happens if you buy the super fresh beans?
What do you, when you roast it, when you make the coffee?
Yeah. Like,
why is the fresh beans important? Is that the question?
Yes.
Kukuramu.
Kukuramu.
They expand. Ooh, they bubble out.
Yeah. In English, it's called the bloom. Mm. That's how you know you got good. So if you want to buy coffee beans and you can't see the roast date, don't buy those beans because you don't know. It's not going to be good. That's the sign of good coffee if it's got the roast date on the package. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't be ground. So it's like don't buy already ground because then you have no idea when it was done. Unless you see that what the roast date was and you see them grind it in front of you, then it's okay.
That's like time might.
That's the real way. Yeah. We're gonna gatekeep coffee here, and that's the real way.
The good thing though, like this is actually you guys got me this for my birthday.
Yeah.
So it got me into coffee.
Yeah.
Arigato gozaimasu. But you can actually get a really cheap grinder from like Daiso, and it works just as well, I'm sure.
That's fake news, but we'll
fake
let it pass.
News, maybe.
You can start with it. You can grind beans
Yeah. You can start really cheap.
100%. You don't have to go all in when you start, for sure.
Yes.
The question that they ask if you want your beans grounded versus if you want mame is a hard one to catch sometimes, too, though.
It confused me the first time I heard it. I was in there and I'm like, nani?
Yeah. It's, what do they normally ask for that?
I think it's...
Mame no mama de iいですか? Do you want it grounded?
Yeah.
I think I usually get mame no mama.
If they say mame no mama desu ka, and then you like freeze, then they'll say hikimasu ka.
Oh yeah, then they'll
right grindo? After it. Yeah,
and
sometimes.
And then they might try grindo.
Mame is beans. Yeah. Mama is just the how same. It is.
As is. Beans as is, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
So now I order mame no mame de onegaishimasu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently it's tastier that way. I haven't had like bad coffee since I've gotten into coffee, so I don't know. Like,
you
it's
don't
good.
Know.
Oh, never, wait, no. I had some.
Oh, yeah?
Like automatic coffee from like some machine
recently.
And it was like, yeah, okay, I understand the difference a little bit.
Right.
Now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had tadoiba canned coffee, kan kohi. I haven't had that. So I don't know. I'm sure it's a lot worse than I remember now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
Do you know, sometimes though, speaking of kan kohi, it's just a certain mood. And even though
sure
you may
fine.
Have delicious kohi that you can just make in your in your house, sometimes you just get struck. You gotta get a bosu kohi. You got a bosu ni naru, you know what I'm saying?
Is bosu kohi a dark roast or a light roast?
It's a dark roast.
It feels dark, right? And it's bitter.
Most coffee that's not like that you're not like paying attention to is going to be dark. Almost like
not paying attention.
It's easier, I think, to get just generally coffee flavored dark coffee. So I think most roasts that you find out in the wild that aren't like someone is paying attention to their beans or their roast, it's just going to be dark coffee. Like you go to Starbucks, dark coffee.
It's also easier to add sweeteners or like flavors, I think, too.
Oh yeah, because it holds like the coffee flavor more.
Well, it's just that again, if it's bitter, but dark coffee is bitter, you want to put sweet sugar in it. You need to put the sugar in. So a lot of people like their coffee drinks like lattes or whatever they have nowadays at Starbucks. And usually it's like loaded with sugar, right? Gotta have that dark coffee, otherwise it's too much.
I see.
Yeah.
But daito roasto no hou ga kafein haitetari wa suru.
So,
there's more caffeine in like a light roast than a dark roast? Really?
Yeah.
So if you want that kick, you go for the light roast.
Go for the light. Okay. Yeah. I actually, the other day, I had some coffee without eating lunch. It was my first time, because I always skip breakfast. It was my first time drinking coffee without having lunch. And like an hour later, I was like out of my mind.
Zooming.
Oh my God. What is going on?
I can see time.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Yeah. It'd be like that. When you get the fresh beans and you make drip coffee yourself...
Yeah.
That stuff is strong.
Yeah.
It can be strong.
It was like a light roast, too. It was like a 3 out of 10 or something. No, it was actually that coffee with the thing I showed. It was a 4 out of 10. So
gotcha. It's a middle.
It says medium, but I don't know. It's lighter medium.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I was about to bounce off the walls. But I think we need to talk about like all the types of coffee that maybe someone's coming here like as a tourist in Japan. Okay. Right. Mm. Okay. If you live in Japan, yeah, go to some cool coffee shops and stuff. But if you are here as a tourist in Japan, what are your coffee options?
American coffee.
American coffee って何ですか?
American coffee. Okay. I think Nico and I looked it up once. It said, okay, I will look it up after I say this, but I think if I remember correctly, it said that it was watered down coffee.
Can I explain to you what this is? I do know what this is, in fact.
Oh, Caleb knows.
In English, and at least in the United States, I don't know about outside of there, I guess, but it's Americano, or Americano is what it's called.
That's actually different.
Americano is different from American coffee.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, you will see both.
An Americano is when you have you take the coffee and then you put the water in it.
Yeah, but that is called Americano in Japanese versus American coffee is like a menu item in a cafe. What is
American coffee は普通のドリップコーヒーにお湯を入れて薄めたもの。カフェアメリカーノはエスプレッソをお湯で薄めたもの。So it's normal coffee versus espresso.
So one is diluted drip coffee and the other one is diluted espresso.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
That is fair enough.
Okay, so they're
enough. Sense.
They're the same thing. But one is espresso and one is not. So the espresso one, the Americano, is probably going to be a little bit stronger.
Mm.
Probably, depending on the ratios, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting. What's the ratio here?
Yeah. Guess depends
okay,
on the
well,
shop.
I guess you can go get your American coffee or your Americano if you go to a place that serves coffee. Or if you go to like Starbucks, right? You're talking about you're in Japan, you're a tourist, and you want to go get your normal coffee. If you go to a Starbucks, things are pretty much the same, except for they have some like special like tokubetsu
seasonal ones.
Gente.
Yeah, lots of seasonal stuff
limited edition stuff over here. Which I think that's everywhere. But what they are is often different here than what they are in other countries.
Yeah, they'll often have like sakura stuff when it's spring.
Yeah, or like matcha or like ichigo in the winter.
They have some meron coming up for summer.
Yeah.
Hey.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm allergic, but go enjoy your melon coffee.
Hey.
Yeah.
But it's melon flavor. It's okay, maybe. For Chia, right?
No, man. I don't even know. I think my body just thinks that even fake melon at this point is just melon.
Eh, so nani oishikunai mon ne.
Pero oishii.
Out of the coffee chains in Japan, which ones have you been to?
Oh, there are so many.
I've only been to Staba. I know there's Tarizu.
Yeah, there's
Tolly's. I've never actually
Tolly's or Tarizu. Starbucks.
Staba.
There's Dunkin' Donuts exists sometimes.
Oh yeah, I feel like I've seen that in Tokyo.
There's
Fukuoka, maybe.
There's Mr. Donuts.
Is that coffee or donuts?
I mean,
I guess both.
Sometimes what's the difference?
Seattle coffee.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Seattle's best, though, isn't it?
Or is it just called Seattle's best?
Seattle's best coffee is usually paired with the Cinnabon ones too, around here at least. Mm.
Yeah. I've always seen those. I need to get a cinnamon bun. I still haven't. I've been here like 2.5 years. I still haven't.
It's okay.
Like, I'll get it next time.
you go to Panya-san, daishoubu.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Get your
Panya-san no hoga oishii. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Get your cinnamon rolls there. Dotoru mo aru yo. I remember going to Dotoru with Caleb when we first went there. Went to Japan and stayed in Tokyo.
Mm.
We were like, oh, let's get some breakfast before we go on a journey today, and I think we got a little sandwich and coffee thing. I don't remember it being remarkable, so
it's like a really low cost, just like get in, get out kind of place. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes there's like a spot for like doing like a quick work session in the back. I mean, they're nice, like, I don't know, fast coffee chains. It's not anything to write home about, but
another big one is Komeda Coffee. This one you see a lot too.
I've been to Komeda Coffee.
Ah, you know, I think that's the only one I haven't been to out of this list so far.
Wait, we should go to the one that's on the corner.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I have seen Hoshino Coffee.
I've never been to Hoshino Coffee, though.
Hoshino, I haven't. I don't know.
I think there's one in Nakata, in the Fukuoka area, at least.
Oh.
So far, I haven't been to Hoshino or Komeda, but I've been to all the other ones on the list.
So all the ones that you've been to, I've never been to, and I've been to the only one that you, like, haven't been to.
Starbucks is like the big one, though. They're just everywhere. Oh, Beroche, is that was that that was?
Yeah, I've seen
Cafe
this one.
Beroche, we've been to that. Mm.
There's one in Tenjin or something, right?
Yeah, well, there's one in Akasaka. Those are pretty common too.
Those are common here.
They also serve pasta, typically. It's like coffee, tea, and then like pastas.
Oh, it's a セルフサービス形式のコーヒーショップである。へー。
Oh.
Am I thinking of something different then?
You might be just thinking about the Dottoru one. I don't know. I haven't been mostly.
I've seen
most of
Cafe Veroce has like a lot of food. They also have like hambagu, I think.
Right? There's one up the street that we were at when we first moved back, I think. Mm. Oh, Pronto. Been there as well. I think Pronto is actually not too bad.
Yeah.
It's Juichi out of all of these coffee places. Starbucks was 7.
Oh, shoot. Starbucks is better?
Apparently, according to this list.
Also, there's just the konbini kohi, you know? And there's all kinds there. But here's something really surprising to me. If you're going to get the kohi and you don't like your kohi to be watered down, get the smaller ones, like the cans. Because if you get the large one, it tastes like...
It's probably American kohi.
Just so watered down. I think it's American kohi.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that one. Or the ones that have like excessive milk in them, not a fan. But if that's the way you like your coffee, then that's what you're going to have to, that's what you have to do.
Mm.
But if you want it to be like, actually tastes like coffee, then the canned kohi, the buraku bosu is the best. And then followed by the, I think it's the, is it the Georgia one?
Is it, you like the Georgia one?
No, it's not the Georgia one. It's the one that just says black on it.
Nandakkene.
Yeah, they're made by like Asahi, Suntory, Coke, and Kirin. Each of them has one.
Bosu, Tarizu.
Oh, the UCC, that one. That one's
UCC. Oh. Yeah.
If there's no Bosu Braku, then this one is the best, second best option.
Yeah.
And the cans are slightly smaller than normal cans that they're used to as well.
They're pretty cute.
They are. They're like miniature can size.
Yeah. And then if you want milk ones, my favorite one is the fire flame ones that you can see in the...
Oh, yeah, over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen these before. Yeah.
Yeah, we've gotten those before when we used to work together in the Hakata.
Yeah. Here's an important thing to look for, actually, is the mutol if you want black coffee, like no sugar.
Oh, yeah, mutol. For sure.
Because I think there's a brand named black, but sometimes it might have sugar. So actually just look for the mutol if you don't want any sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because even here, it'll say Muto Kohi on this black one. But then here, it'll go, Bito, which is like a little bit of sugar.
Mm.
And then if it's full sugar, it probably won't even say anything. This is Cafe Ore.
Cafe Ore wa? You'll see Cafe Ore a lot. Cafe Ore flavor things also exist. Ore,
I don't know.
Flavor?
Yeah, like Cafe Ore ice とか.
Oh,
Cafe Ore no KitKat とか.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have...
Hey, of course.
Cafe Ore KitKat.
Hey! There it is. Tai has all the KitKatos.
If there's ever a KitKat flavor I've not eaten, it's an instant buy for me. I need it.
Tai is the KitKat gremlin over here.
Yeah, it's true. If you ever want to bribe me, just get KitKats. It's fine.